We all know what a strange summer we've come through here in the tri-state region, in the country, and the world as a whole. Our world was all turned upside down at the end of February and March. And one of the places which was really affected the most, and still being affected probably more than most of the businesses, is the movie house in Millerton, New York. And what's so sad about that is when you think of Millerton, New York, the rebirth of Millerton, New York basically started with the rebirth of the movie house. And because Millerton became a destination, and now Millerton is a destination not only for the movie house, but the rail trail and other things as well. So it all goes back and cycles back really to the movie house. And with us today, we have Carol Sadlon of the movie house joining us. Carol, nice to be speaking to you today.
Good morning, Marshall. So nice to be here with you.
You know, we just finished up a weekend where Jaws played at the outdoor movie theater at the Sharon Playhouse. Nat Benchley, a good friend, a guy who does a show with us on the radio, was there. A lot of different things. And it was basically a fundraiser, an awareness raiser for you at the movie house. And, of course, it was sold out. So congratulations on and you and the guys at the Playhouse. But what I want to talk about is what the movie house has planned over the next 3 weeks in September, and also a little bit about what you've been going through and what you've been offering the public in a lot of different things. But the first thing I want to get to is what's coming up this coming weekend on September the 13th. And that is bringing in Donald Sosin and Joanna Seton and an old-time movie to the Sharon Playhouse.
Yes, Marshall, thanks for that. I'm not sure if a lot of people in our area realize the pool of talent, extraordinary talent we have here. But the Sosins, Donald and Joanna, are world-renowned silent film experts, musicians, composers, and they live in our region. We've known them for many years, and they so graciously offered to support the effort to raise funds for the movie house while we're closed by bringing their talents to our screen, which Sharon Playhouse was so wonderful to work with us to create the outdoor viewing space. So, ironically, September 13th is Grandparents' Day. So in chatting with Donald and Joanna, they came up with the Harold Lloyd comedy, Grandma's Boy. So we're showing that film along with a Buster Keaton short. Now, they told me that Grandma's Boy was shown in South Korea to an audience of 1,500 people, that it was their event, and people were rolling in the aisles in a country that has a totally different culture than ours. But we all look forward to this. And the movie house is about the cinema arts, and the silent film era is so important and not so readily accessible. So I thought it would be so much fun to show a film like that in an outdoor environment.
And what's great about it, and I've seen it twice, not recently, but when Donald and Joanna provide you with live accompaniment to the movie, you're actually able to relive basically what it was like to see that movie originally.
Yes, isn't that totally amazing? And they are really, the knowledge they bring to it is just really, we've had events at the movie house with them before, and they're truly extraordinary people. So I'm very excited about that, and I hope it will bring some families in, and perhaps even some grandparents bringing their children in, their grandchildren.
Now, what's great about this, and what people have to understand, is that there's space for 52 vehicles, and the prices per vehicles. But also, when you go to one of these movies at the Sharon Playhouse, there's a goodie bag with popcorn and treats. The bar at the Sharon Playhouse is open, and then dinner from J.P. Giffords will also be available for pre-order and pickup at the event. You can always find out what's the menu and stuff on the web. But like we said, space is limited. But it's a fun way for 4 people to go out, or 5, depending on the size of the car, see a movie, help support the movie house, also the playhouse, and have a good time and understand how interconnected we are here in the region. I think one of the things that you've done, not only with this, but also with your streaming service, which we'll talk about a little bit in just a few moments, but setting up events like this, Grandma's Boy and the Blacksmith at the Sharon Playhouse. Once again, it's Sunday, September 13th, 6 o'clock. TheMovieHouse.net for all the information. That's TheMovieHouse.net for the show that is coming up this week. Weekend on the 13th. You'll get all the details there. And if and when it gets sold out, you'll be notified there as well. They'll put up a sold out, so you'll know in advance. But there's two other features that are coming, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. What I want to talk about, though, is how during this time you've transitioned and you've offered, we talked about this off the air, we're speaking with Carol Sadlon from the Movie House in Millerton, that what you've done with the virtual cinema and also working with our incredibly talented movie makers around our area really has kept you connected to the movie audience in our area.
That's right, Marshall, and I think that's the an extraordinary thing that we are absolutely blessed with, to have this audience of people from the film business, every aspect of the business, to really want to work with us and make the Movie House stronger than ever as a place that is dedicated to the cinema arts. So, on September 20th, we have the event with Charles Randolph, who's the Oscar-winning screenwriter of the Big Short. And he'll do a talk prior to the movie and break it down a little bit about how he brought that very dense book into an amazing film that I've seen many times, and it never gets old. It's fascinating, his achievement, and we are so honored to have him as part of our group of people who really support the Movie House. And then on September 27th, we have a local, young, extraordinarily talented filmmaker, Keith Boynton, who made a film called The Scottish Play, based on Macbeth, Shakespearean roots, but it is hysterically funny, so creative. He wrote it, he cast it, he did so much to bring this to the screen, and it's a film that you're not going to see anywhere because it hasn't even been offered in the marketplace yet. But he, again, is a big supporter of the Movie House and agreed to show his play in this environment to our audience. But I think what's really exciting is we're bringing back something that I think we all need for our mental health, and that's a date night. I mean, that thought of never having any place to go for the past 6 months has been really tough on all of us. So having this opportunity once again to gather in a safe environment where we can share an experience and meet interesting people and just have some fun is one of the things that's making me very excited. I know having the Movie House and that interaction with the audience is my lifeblood, and being cut off from that totally for 6 months has been a real challenge. So to get back out there and see people again, I'm really looking forward to it.
And when we say about safety, you know, it's great because there's COVID-19 rules and regulations that are followed at these events, and they're not strict ones. I mean, you're in your own vehicle. You're not going to need a mask when you're with people. If you get out of the vehicle to go get something to drink or whatever, you social distance and you have your mask on. But I think you're right. Human beings need interaction, and especially more than ever, when you live out here, because we're used to interacting with people at the movies, at grocery stores, at shops, and that was all taken away from us. And I think by what you're teaming up with and doing here with the Playhouse, by having these movies now the next 3 weeks, and people should understand that these do sell out. And so if you want to participate and enjoy these, you can reserve your tickets anytime for any of the movies which are coming up next weekend, the weekend after that, and the weekend after that. And just one other thing, your virtual programming is also still available online. And what I love about this is, you know, one thing that I've developed, Carol, which I never used to do before, I never used to experiment watching movies, okay? I had my favorite movies and my movies that I knew I wanted to watch. I think what you're doing with your virtual cinema and the shows, the movies that you're putting up there, has opened up a whole new category for people to watch. It's always been there, but I don't think it's accessed as much. I've watched more of these type of movies, which are really basically small cinema movies, but they're incredible movies.
Thank you, Marshall. I love them too. I mean, these are the real the core group of people that are so dedicated to what cinema arts is, and the documentaries that explore interesting topics and the narrative films. These are films that don't often get into theaters because they're not what you would call blockbuster films, but most of them are so interesting, and they bring something to cinema arts that I really want to make a permanent part of our programming so we can continue offering these type of films. I mean, this is why we built the screening room, the small theater, so we could show these films, and I think we all miss them because they're not the kind of films you're going to see everywhere. So the independent distributors got together and worked with the art theaters to bring, to figure out a platform to bring these films to the audience. And they are exclusive. They're not films that you would be able to get on other streaming platforms. So their idea was to support the art theater exhibitors by working directly with the art distributors. So, no, I love them. I pre-screen every film that I put on the website, so they are curated, and I try to tailor them to our audience.
Well, once again, coming up this weekend, and it's there's only 52 slots available for vehicles at the Sharon Playhouse. The Movie House presents a drive-in movie event. Harold Lloyd in Grandma's Boy and Buster Keaton, the blacksmith, and the musical guests who are going to supply the music and the live portion of this are none other than Donald Sosin and Joanna Seaton. More information and tickets available at themoviehouse.net. You can also get information at SharonPlayhouse.org, but they'll have a link there that takes you to purchase tickets at the Movie House. And as we said, the first show was sold out, and I expect all these shows to sell out very quickly. And Carol, good luck in this month with these next screenings, and keep us abreast of what's going on, because the Movie House, as I said at the beginning of this interview, was the beginning, really, of the renaissance of Millerton, New York. We look forward to the day once again where we can sit in there and watch the movies again.
Thank you, Marshall. And a big shout out to Robert Levenstein and Alan Wagger from Sharon Playhouse. They're extraordinary people. And what they've done with the Playhouse is amazing. And we want to support them and make sure that they're going to be here next season to put on the wonderful musicals. Actually, there's going to be a surprise final screening on October 4th of a musical yet to be determined. So it will be a surprise. There will be an end-of-season collaboration directly with what the Sharon Playhouse is famous for. So thank you so much for chatting with me this morning.
Carol, keep up the great work. And once again, more information, themoviehouse.net.